Hey guys, welcome to the Glia podcast. We are on episode 2. I wanted to come on here and talk about not caring about what other people think. And I know that sounds so cliche or whatever, like who cares what they think, but really it's a thing. And I feel like I need to come on here and speak about that because you have so much potential and you have so many great things waiting for you. And all you have to do is you need to break out of your shell and you need to put the blinders on and you need to stop caring about what other people might think of you, because here's the magic to it all. What those people think of you has nothing to do with you. It actually has more to do with them than it does with you. And when you figure that out and you realize that, magic just unfolds, because you gotta just let those people be those people, and they're gonna have to figure it out on their own. But don't let that stop you from doing amazing things. Because here's the other beautiful thing about this, is the power and the creativity and the art and the things that you can create and that you can put out, those things are meant for somebody. People are craving what you have. And you have to deliver that and be able to give that to the world, because that is your God-given right. And when you start doing that, wow, seriously, it's incredible. And this is how you kind of have to look at it too. It's have the mindset of, even if this thing only helps one person, how beautiful is that? Even if it's just one person, if your words or your art or your photography or whatever it might be, if that just helps one person get through their day, or it might make them change their whole mindset, or it might make them do something that they never even thought they were capable of doing, but now because of what you put out into the world, they're able to do that. What a great feeling that is. And so I just want you to sit on that, because it's really easy for us to get in our heads and not post something or not do something because you're afraid of how you might look to somebody else. And I can say that because I've done it a million times. I think we all have. I second guess things. I get in my head. And you know, you can't do that, because when you do that, you're not only stopping the world from seeing how great you are, but you're not being true to yourself when you do that. And it's so important for you to do things for you, because when you're your best version of yourself, it allows other people to do the same. And could you imagine a world where everyone is being the best version of themselves? I mean, come on. Like, that would be an incredible world to live in. And I really think we can get there, but it takes one person and it takes you to be able to get out there and do what you gotta do, girl. Like, just go for it, because I promise you the right people will cheer you on and they will come into your life and it'll just begin to unfold. And I always say, if something comes from your heart, you can do no wrong. And so if you know that this thing or this creativity you have or this idea or whatever you're putting out there, if it's coming from your heart, you're gonna do well. It's gonna be just fine. And I'm just letting you know, I'm here cheering you on and I know great things will come of this. So yeah. Be your badass self. All right. Thanks for tuning in to episode number 2. I know it was short, but I just had this like itch that I had to come on here and say this because it's something that I've been going through over and over for the past few years, and I'm finally getting a grasp on this, and I want you to feel what I'm feeling because dang, it feels good. All right, girls, have like the best day. Remember, you are so beautiful, you are so loved, and so many incredible things are coming your way.